Parliament prorogued no unity with austerity politicians. It's a great slogan, and distinguishes us from all pro-austerity remainers. Like the whole Liberal Party. They are looking to have the same presence on the streets with their placards and orange colors as during the run-up to the Iraq War, when they cultivated an oppositional presence, only to betray us later on. Or the likes of openly vicious Tories, like Anna Subri, who voted continuously for austerity and hates Corbyn. No unity with austerity politicians. Nancy Taff, Walthamstow, East London. The Queen allows an unelected Prime Minister to suspend a Parliament with no single party enjoying a majority, which itself wants to ignore the democratic referendum vote, to defend a government propped up by the support of a party that's cuppered devolved democratic government in its own country. Are we surprised that people don't have much faith in our democracy? I don't. Sue Powell, Gloucester. Brexit continues to split the UK capitalists as never before. Even the Financial Times is attacking Johnson and calling for a general election. Roger Bannister, Liverpool. Johnson's move will gain some support from working class people, seen as firm action and leadership required to deal with the crisis. In the meantime, Corbyn compromises and Ivers faced with the Blairite hounds baying for his blood. The result is that the Tories are about 10% ahead in the opinion polls, a frightening fact considering the rampant austerity under this Tory government. Labour should be miles ahead. Time is short. We have the opportunity to see the back of the Tories very soon, and the election of an anti-austerity government, but also the extremely real danger of a decisive Tory victory. Dominic O'Hill, Bristol. Boris D. Fefel and Rees-Mogg on the side of working people. Went to Eton at a cost of £42,500 a year, or 140% of a UK worker's average wage. Up the workers. Wally Kennedy, Northwood, West London. Boris Johnson wants to play off people versus Parliament. The real difference is working class people versus the rotten system that Johnson represents. There is no different class interest between the Blairites, Tories and Lib Dems. Brexit is concealing the real issues such as poverty, homelessness, cuts to local services, privatisation of the NHS, and so on. Whether we stay in the EU or not, all these issues will remain. Labour can only win the upcoming general election if it campaigns against austerity, poverty, and privatisation. With the populists like Trump, Farage and Johnson building political alliances, Labour must send out a clear message: no dirty deals in Westminster. Only a Corbyn-led Labour government with socialist policies can definitely defeat Boris and his right-wing populist agenda. Terry Purse, Bracknell, Berkshire. Corbyn's domestic agenda is his ace card, but he also needs a socialist response to the current right-wing Brexiteers versus pro-EU liberals cul-de-sac, namely a genuinely inclusive Brexit position, which must accept that in 2016 Leave won the referendum. Sadly, in recent days, Corbyn has chosen to meekly swim in the right-wing slipstream. When Jo Swinson and Anna Subri emerge from a meeting with him beaming with satisfaction, you know that a left-wing agenda hasn't been advanced. It's not too late for him to advance a very clear left-leave message, however. Anything else frankly risks totally abandoning the ground to Johnson, Farage and the right-wing Brexiteers, and Corbyn might never become PM. James Hinchcliffe, Manchester.